burden of the story, of the private story, is huge and blocks, mainly blocks us of feeling and live life as they are. Because what happens, the story, so to speak, the production of the story, is creating a wall, yes, around us, and we can live life only through a little, not even window, just little thread of light or options. And once we let it go, yes, we let the story go and fade, and this is what it is, yes? There's such a great openness, yes? Because there's only this moment, there's now. There's no future, there's no past, there's only now. So it's simple, it doesn't weigh anything, yes? It doesn't, there aren't any expectations in being. Expectation, this is very good, yes? Expectation comes from the process of thinking. But if you just be, like you sit with friends and you drink coffee or tea, share ice cream together, there's no expectation, just a moment. There's a wind move through the gardens with the flowers, and suddenly a bird is coming or a bee, or there is all those great expectations. This is a projection of the mind or of the brain. And it's very mechanical. Yes, it's very mechanical. The movement inside is very fast and very mechanical. If you notice how insects walk, yes, now it's summer, and from time to time you see insects, yes, how they walk, very nervous and like, how do you say, with angles and sharp angles and so. This is what it does. It's, there isn't any difference between the movement of the insect and what is happening inside. Yes? This is why it's interesting, because in the Torah, there is, in a way, suggestion or advice not to eat insects, because it's encouraging this movement, mechanical movement, which is already happening. So why to encourage it more to rotate? Yes? Yes, Fernando?
Is there an insect that is possible to eat, right, that is kosher?
There, right? Is, yes, its name is arbe or chagav. It has an English name, it doesn't come to me now, but yes, it has, yes, it has high size. Yes, how do you say in English?
I'm not sure as well.
Let's look into this.
Let's look in.
Yes,
I think that in the New Testament, John was eating this insect as well. You know,
let's see.
If I can remember, grasshopper, yes. Grasshopper, maybe.
Grasshopper, yes,
locust.
Grasshopper.
It's like a locust.
Yeah, grasshopper, yes. Because their size, there is also a reason, because their size, yes, is high. I mean, their size, listen to the reason, their size is not touching the ground. Their size.
Okay.
Yes, their size. Size in Hebrew, yarech, from orech, from length. So it's almost, I would say, it's like vertical. Yes, it's not on the ground completely. Yes, like it's a very rough impression. Yes, but the encouragement is not to eat insects. Yes, if there's a need in the case of, let's say, emergence, Yes. Yes. Everything that the advice is to eat what supports life. Yes, and does not reduce the human into other levels. There is possibilities. People eating seafood and all kinds of things that are at the bottom of the sea, but the Torah advises not to. Yes, kind of an interesting. Everyone does whatever he or she feels at the moment, or also it has to do with the upbringing or so. But the great relief is again, relieve the story, relieve those systems. Yesterday, Fernando, you mentioned ethics. I think that you mentioned ethics, and so depends whom do you ask. If you go to Zen Buddhism, the terminology, yes, is completely different. It is completely different. In the West, the center, yes, Fernando?
But still, the Zen Buddhism has his own ethics, like the non-violence, not eat meat, and so on and so forth. And I was listening to Hashi. He was explaining about integrity once, like the importance of integrity somehow, you know? And this is quite paradoxical, because what I feel is that if you just accept that everything comes from the source, we also have many kinds of instincts and many kinds of. I don't know how to say, but impulse drives and so on that cannot be so good, you know. So I was just wondering if we go straight thinking that everything comes from the source, and I believe that everything comes from the source, but if you do not up a little bit, you know, I can eat chocolate all day or so, you know. I don't know, I still think that there is something that we need to handle, you know.
There is nothing, Fernando, nothing. It is almost unbelievable. I see this every day. It is almost unbelievable. The head or the thoughts are rotating all the time. But you see the breathing process, inhale, exhaling. We don't get to decide upon the process. And this is the first vital of vitality. And this is just life. You want, you wish to drink, you're thirsty, or there's a thirst, you go, there's a water in the tap. But it is goes through us. I mean, narration is not needed to life. It is just, how do you say, it's just a heavy extra. Is like to walk with armor. Yes, you know, it in the Middle Ages in Europe, people, I mean, used to wear those heavy armor. Yes, everything is like from metal. It was impossible even to walk, yes? So heavy and clunky and makes sounds and susceptible to rust and preserve heat and cold, depends on the seasons and so. There is no need, Fernando. There is no need whatsoever. We don't need to do anything. What maybe you may refer to or you might describe is the inside. You feel like hectic or aggravated or agitated inside. There's like a buzz. And something has to happen, yes, something like this, or I have to do something, or you feel inside like electrified, you say? Yes, yes. So there's like life that streams through us. And eventually, and this is what Ramana Maharshi says, the great mystery is being ourselves reality. So you might feel this, I don't know how to say, like, I don't have even a word to say. There's like a buzz inside and you want to go for something and it's not clear for what, but you feel you have to do something or you go for something or initiate something. But this is the great mystery. Yes, is being ourselves reality. So this fire or this buzz or this aggravation, it's like prime energy or before, and eventually you will see that it moves you to a certain direction. Yes. And what comes, the source streams through body, mind, through, let's say, someone, a certain energy that will move him to play golf, yes, or to hold a guitar, or to write a letter, or to take a walk. So usually what happens when there's like this buzz, so it's like asking to be manifested or to be taken out. But it's not our own. Do you understand, Fernando? It's not our own. If this is what you feel inside, eventually it will go and release itself, yes? But it's not our own. For a while, I was reading, learning the book of Zohar, the languages that are around Midrashim. And I saw a great light in it. This is what I felt. And when I try to speak to people, just, what you want, and just even if those that I managed to meet in Israel, very far from the space that we live, we just initiated all kinds of meeting to see who would like to read to. And finally, when people came, there was you know what they wanted? They just wanted to drink tea. And to speak about their heritage or their family or where they're coming from, to offer some kind of a narrative that will introduce them as descended of great sages or whatever. So Imagine you take so many trains, you set a meeting, find, let's say, a place which is supposedly a hub that other people from other cities can arrive and meet. You ask the library in this place, which you're not familiar with, just, is it possible to meet in this library? And they say yes. And those people who agree to come, they come. And I came with like a document, and so I prepared everything to each one to have a set of file that we could read, and just to start up a conversation about the Zohar and so. And finally, and suddenly, when I was reading, one lady started crying. And the other one was asking for a tea. He was suddenly going into where his grandpa came and all of those stories. And then once, if there's a one person in the one voice in a group that starts about narration, and this is, in a way, it's gone. It's gone. And I tried and I tried and I tried. And the more sessions that I try to initiate, it doesn't matter what I brought, meaning in terms for the conversation, what text, what midrashim, what part of the Zohar, Ramchal, or Luzzatto, it doesn't matter. Everything, last, you can count, 1, 2, 3, tuck. One of the participants started narrating himself or herself, and it was gone. Before it started, it was gone. They were drifting on their own stories, on their own legendary mythology. It was gone until and I said, look, if you turn to people in English, there's more chat. I mean, just mathematically. So you see, and the more people, and this is Fernando, why do I tell you all of this? I believe that the conversation about it can do a lot of good because it's not private. But people just want you, it's not about them or someone that they can see as an object, and it's gone. They cannot hold 1 second. And I thought this is the way to continue and to continue. And now I see that this is how Infinite wants to move, and this is what it does. Yes? So it sends someone to meet people in different cities in different times, and it doesn't go, so there is another trial in the until we found each other, all of us, yes. But it's not private. Whenever you want to speak or to share about the non-private or the general, or the spirit, because the spirit is never private. Never, never, never. You'll find less and less interested, or less and less people to speak about, that they can gather together. Because those who already are willing to listen to such a conversation, it means they leave the private behind, and they have a sense of there's maybe there's something, not even something, maybe there's a chance of something else, which is not me, which is not a narration, which is not about personal. But those who already are participating and are willing to listen to this, it means they're already a bit far from the personal. They understand. There's like, so to speak, personal take, but maybe not. And they're willing to listen to the possibility of not personal. But those who are completely with a full gas and steam on the personal key and the family and the lineage and how many generations that are here, and they come to you, open the wallet with the pictures of the grand from there, this country, from that, you know, there's nothing what you can do. What you can do. This is very, very interesting. Very interesting. Once it is also just to give you two pictures. Once I initiated radio workshop, and once the first one was very successful, it was in Germany. Just people, we said we offer this, people registered, and some were willing to. One of them who was really, knew about it, he took it upon himself, and then people gathered and registered, and people came from many places in Germany. And it was a weekend of workshop radio, podcast, and also. And I said, okay, so it works very well with people who speak German. I said, why don't we make it in Spanish? And at the time, I looked and I said, wow, there are many people in the world speaking Spanish, not Portuguese, because the orientation was Spanish at the time. And I said, there are millions, there are hundreds of millions, especially in South America, hundreds of millions who speak Spanish. Let's turn a bit with this topic, but let's do it in Spanish, and people who speak the same topic, but with Spanish too. Many, many people who listen to only Spanish. And I came to the meeting in Tel Aviv, next to Tel Aviv, and into a space that we already, decided to meet. The people agreed to meet there. They gave their consent and came to the table at the time and just stopped and listened. I did not even mention to complete one sentence. And each and one of the participants walked from his chair, left the table, and turned to another people in this hall. It was like a hall with many, many tables, many meeting tables like that. So we were sitting in one of them. So before we just complete the first sentence, they rise from the chair, turned into other tables which were dealing with other topics, because it was a hall with many working groups, you know, like stormy hall. So they rose from the table, each one of them moved to another table to speak with other people, and the topic was, every sentence starts with which words, Fernando? My grandma. Another one walked, left the table. My grandpa. And that was it. So many trains to Tel Aviv. So many letters. So many emails. Goodwill. So when you came in this, I did not create this. You know, the same idea. In Germany, you say this is the topic, this is it, people come, A, B, C, D to do, what to do, what to learn, tick, tack, tack, come to the table, put everything behind, there's space for a new topic. They gave the consent, they gave the time, they come, took many trains to arrive to Berlin from different places in Germany. Yes, they evacuate space or time to make. So I said, wow, it's so great. And it was in August, because this is now we're approaching the time. It happened in mid-August in Berlin. So I said, wow, this is a great sale. Why don't we do it in Spanish? Because it's great to speak about it. Well, it's just a great message. And came to Israel, initiates those letters, those meetings, train, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, you come, finally arrive to this hall next to Tel Aviv. And you just, before you complete the sentence, My grandpa, my mother, my grandmother, and they start to look for an ear in the room in other tables which are working on different topics. They are trying to find an ear that will listen to their story, to their narration, and then I understood it's gone. Before it started, it's gone. And then I tried, okay, let's try who knows. It was already Tu Bishvat, yes, Tu Bishvat is February, January, it's very cold, and I tried again in a different library, in a different city. Like before, just said one sentence, a girl was crying, and the man in front was starting speaking about his grand. And this was it. And there was, because it's a beautiful library, they also have a hall of photography and beautiful pictures, and they were speaking between them, chip chat on photography, about themselves, whatever. It was gone. So if there isn't, and this is fascinating, because I didn't think about it until now. So if people have, there's a space, there's a chance. But if there isn't any space, it doesn't matter if they speak Spanish or Hebrew, there isn't any space. It's about me, it's about the story, how many generations, what happened to who, and the more they speak about it, the more they bury themselves in a story that does not exist. First of all, they see themselves as, objects, that everything is turning around them and around. Of course, it's not true. And they say, oh, but there's a great suffering. Yeah, because we are not built to carry such a load, which does not exist. You would not expect to take like normal person or a human being, yes, that walks, yes, and put a building of 8 floors on his back. And you would expect this man to walk freely. Yanis, if you would see like normal, even athlete, yes, you would not think in your mind to put ropes on his shoulders and attach to this, even athlete, a building with 8 floors. And you would expect him to drag this building with 8 floors, yes? In the street, you would not think of, you would say it's not, it doesn't make any sense. Who would have think about something? It's impossible. No. But people do not have any problem to walk. We do these stories of 8 generations, and they come to you with even documents. They live in lies, they drown in lies. You can't do anything. If there's a listening, if there's a space, they would listen. And this is a great relief because the story does not exist. Questions, Yanis, Fernando? We don't have to do anything, Fernando. It is, the air flows through us, life is flowing through us, everything moves through us. Everything. If you have few moments per day, if you have few moments just to listen to the silence, be still. If you have, just listen to the birds, few moments per day, if it's possible for you. It's a great relief because this is it. It's not dependent on us. Nothing. You want to feel life. You want to buy, I don't know what people feel life, to buy flowers. Some people like to buy whatever because this is the contact that they have with life. It's something new also. Yes, Yanis. If we are not the doers, why the people attending not being? If we are not the doers, why the people attending? I don't quite understand. Fernando, do you understand the question? We are not the doers. I don't quite understand, but I'll try to answer. We are not the doers. Yes? Those who already listen to this message, in themselves, there is a space that is willing. Those who have already a bit of space inside, they will accept the message because they have space. Yes? Because there isn't any space, they were not willing to participate because there isn't any space. There is just that they're so stuffed with their own story that they don't have a space to listen. You know, the ear is built in a way, it is built inside, it doesn't have a cover. It is always open. The ear is always open. The eyes, yes, we have eyelids. Close and open, close and open. They don't have an ear. There is no space inside. And this, the fact that they don't have a space, is not their own choice. Yes, it comes from the source. Ramesh speaks about it very clearly. Those who are like this, they are being born from the source with this set. They don't have a space to listen to it. And those who are coming from the source with a space, they will listen to it. It's already there. Yes? It's in the beginning I thought, why did it work in Germany and here? But it's just simple, no? But not everyone is programmed or come out with a space. We did not term this, it's already coming. Let's say if there's appearance of a baby, it is already written if this baby will listen, yes, or not. The message is very relieving. If someone has no space inside, he will not listen. It's very simple. Not everyone is built for this. It comes. We aren't willing maybe to accept that once there is like a manifestation and there's, let's say, a birth here, everything is already there. Just a matter that through the matrix, everything will be revealed. Those who are destined to listen, we listen. Those are not, and it's not a matter of choice. Yes, it's not a matter of choice. Yes. Everything is already set. We are just not willing to accept it. Everything is already said. Qualities, tendencies, preferences, everything. Yes. This is why there is no need to be agitated or... But it is already said. But when the moment comes or in the moment, it's just what comes is considered. Yes? You don't see the whole movie, it's just frame by frame, moment by moment, not just you, all of us. So, it's very simple and relieving, very, very much relieving, very much. Because all those stories that each one grow with this message that you will grow up, you will be such and such, and Fernando, just a story about the trial that was occupying you for many, many years. And I heard also from a lawyer here a similar story, that since he was a child, he was destined to be a lawyer because he was a descendant of Holocaust survivors. He even did not meet the grandparents. But through the parents, he heard that he needs to release the assets and money from Europe and so. And he, this is what he grew up with. And this is was the motto. Yes. So we don't know. I believed all the time that there's a great light in the Zohar, and there's a great light in the writing, and I believed to speak the truth, only the truth, and so this is it. This is it. So how it will come out? Yes, when we were establishing this ready workshop, we didn't know that we should find ourselves here in Discord, here with Yanis and Fernando. Truth has to be expressed. This is it. All the time to let the truth come out. But it's not private. And this is a great, great relief that it's not private. All this life is not private. This immense, beautiful life is not private. This is what is so beautiful about it, because it's so big, it's huge when it's not private. This is why we also open those conversations. Because it's not private, it's so open and infinitely expressive. So, dear friends, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you, Yanis. Thank you, Fernando, for a great session. Thank you. Feel free to write, to ask whatever you like. Yes, and we shall meet here on Saturday at the same time. And if you need, Yanis, another session, if you want to ask, if you want to use the voice telephone line here, there's also an option to click on the phone call and call here. So, yes, how to use it? Just click on the phone. Yes? Yes, you just go to the name that there's a list of names here. Yes, and you just, next to the name, there is like a sign of a telephone, and then you call. You can try once and see how it goes. It's very, very simple. So thank you so much, dear friends, and I'm already missing you, and thank you for enabling speaking, expressing it. Yes, toda, shalom, and see you soon, very soon.